AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Much attention on a deadly September 2nd military strike in the Caribbean. Lawmakers from both parties back congressional reviews of the action amid reports Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order to kill all crew members on the alleged drug boat. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it was a Navy admiral who ordered a second strike on that boat.
Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
Experts say that second fatal strike would have violated peacetime laws and those governing armed conflict. Ukrainian and U.S. officials met yesterday to discuss President Trump's latest proposal for ending the war with Russia. Envoy Steve Witkoff is expected in Moscow this week for more talks. As for red lines, EU foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas says allowing Russia to seize Ukrainian land would set a terrible precedent.
If this pays off, we will see this elsewhere, all around the world. Then we see that whoever has the power gets to take what they want.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Alina Haba, has been disqualified from serving as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. Hai Panjwani has details.
A federal appeals court said the Trump administration maneuvers to keep Haba in the role were contrary to federal laws governing appointments. A panel in Philadelphia sided with a lower court ruling after hearing oral arguments in October. The ruling comes amid the push by Trump's Republican administration to keep Haba as the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey. That's a powerful post charged with enforcing federal criminal and civil law. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Stocks started the week yielding some of last week's gains. The Dow dropped more than 427 points, about 0.9%. The S&P lost 0.5%. The Nasdaq, 0.4%. This is AP News. Pope Leo's first foreign trip found him in Lebanon today. Karen Chamas reports he celebrated the country's tradition of interfaith coexistence as a beacon of hope for the region.
Pope Leo XIV prayed at the tomb of a Lebanese saint revered among Christians and Muslims. The pontiff was greeted by thousands of people who braved the rain along Leo's motorcade route as he travelled to different Lebanese Christian sites on Monday. Leo visited the tomb of the country's national saint, Shab el Makhlouf, in the town of Anaya, north of Beirut. He then told the gathered crowds in French, "We pray for peace in the world. We pray especially for Lebanon and for the entire Levant." Since the last papal trip in 2012, the country has weathered a failed revolution, economic collapse, the Beirut port explosion, the COVID-19 pandemic, and Israeli airstrikes and invasion in the south. I'm Karen Chamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.